The particular denomination into which I got saved was what I would call works oriented. So I got the strong conviction very quickly that I was saved to serve. And this was all right as far as it went, but in their eyes it meant I was saved to do the tea rota, look after the children, give lifts to those who needed them, oversee the bookstall, make cakes as necessary, put the chairs out, put the chairs away. Get my drift? It was only after many years that I discovered that, yes, I am saved to serve, but not my church, my denomination. I'm saved to serve him. If in his service he asks me to polish the pews, vacuum the floor, dust the silver, light the candles, wash the dishes, welcome at the door, do any of a thousand ways of helping, I'll do it, as unto him. But unless he's the one asking me, the answer is no, because everything I do, he initiates, because I'm here to serve him. I'm here to serve him first and then you. I'm here to love him first and then you. Out of my love relationship with him comes my call and my service to, you've guessed it, him. I wonder just how differently our churches would run if we all asked him what he wanted us to do rather than putting ourselves on a rota because that was what we were asked to do. We might even see the kingdom come before our very eyes. It's just a thought. Provocative, I know, but there you go.